Allergies. What are allergies? Allergies, also called allergic rhinitis or hay fever, occur when your immune system overreacts to particles in the air that you breathe. This means you are allergic to them. Your immune system attacks the particles, causing symptoms such as sneezing and a runny nose. The particles are called allergens, which simply means they can cause an allergic reaction. People with allergies usually have symptoms for many years. You may have symptoms often during the year or just at certain times. You also may get other problems, such as sinusitis and ear infections as a result of your allergies. Over time, allergies may begin to affect you less, and your symptoms may not be as severe as they had been. What are the symptoms? In most cases when you have allergies, you have the following symptoms. You sneeze again and again, especially after you wake up in the morning. You have a runny nose and post-nasal drip. The drainage from a runny nose caused by allergies is usually clear and thin, but it may become thicker and cloudy or yellowish if you get a nasal or sinus infection. Your eyes are watery and itchy. Your ears, nose, and throat are itchy. Which allergens commonly cause allergies? You probably know that pollen from trees, grasses, and weeds cause allergies. Many people have allergies to dust mites, animal dander, cockroaches, and mold as well. Things in the workplace, such as cereal grain, wood dust, chemicals, or lab animals, can also cause allergies. If you are allergic to pollens, you may have symptoms only at certain times of the year. If you are allergic to dust mites and indoor allergens, you may have symptoms all the time. How are allergies diagnosed? To find out if you have allergies, your doctor will ask about your symptoms and examine you. Knowing what symptoms you have, when you get them, and what makes them worse or better can help your doctor know whether you have allergies or another problem. If you have severe symptoms, you may need to have allergy tests to find out what you're allergic to. Your doctor may do a skin test. In this test, your doctor puts a small amount of an allergen into your skin to see if it causes an allergic reaction. Your doctor may order lab tests. These tests can find substances in your blood or other fluids that may mean you have allergies. How are allergies treated? One of the best things you can do is avoid the things that cause your allergies. You may need to clean your house often to get rid of dust, animal dander, or molds. Or you may need to stay indoors when pollen counts are high. Unless you have another health problem such as asthma, you may be able to treat your symptoms at home with medicines you can buy without a prescription. If you do have another problem, talk to your doctor. Others who also should talk to their doctor before starting self-treatment include older adults, children, and women who are pregnant or breastfeeding. If home treatments do not help or over-the-counter medicines make you sleepy or cause other side effects that bother you, then your doctor can prescribe medicines. These medicines can relieve your allergy symptoms with fewer side effects than over-the-counter medicines. Finding the treatment that works best for you may take a little time. You may need to try several medicines before you can find the one that works for you. If your allergies bother you a lot and you cannot avoid the things that you are allergic to, you and your doctor can decide if you should get allergy shots to help control your symptoms. Allergy shots are called immunotherapy. For allergy shots to work, you need to know what you are allergic to.